Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Rivetics. I am glad you tuned in today. My name is Amebi Okara. I'm a management consultant and trainer. And of course, again, I'm glad to be your host today. Interestingly, as I was preparing for today, I remembered that in a manner of speaking, of course, it is also my second coming. No. I am not equating myself with Jesus Christ. I was just referring to this second opportunity to anchor the program. The interesting thing for me is that I'm doing this second time in a festive season, the month of December. This month has so many connotations for everyone. It marks the end of a year. It marks a period of piety. It marks a time when people spend time to think about their lives and then think about what they are doing and think about God. So December is a loaded month. I don't want to talk about the fact that it's also the time when a lot of people who have money spend a lot of money most because of the various celebrations and visits to the village and the hometowns. But beyond the festivities, December has a lot to do with a strong and important message that every end of year brings to mind. So my dear friends, relax and stay tuned. Don't go away. I will be right back after we hear from the wife of the governor, Her Excellency, the Honorable Justice Eberechi Suzette Nyesom-Wike, who, in my opinion, by her sheer capacity to inspire and motivate others to reach out for higher and better ideals in life, has initiated this program. It's my pleasure to welcome Her Excellency.
Great people of River State, Christmas is just around the corner, and so I bring you special Christmas greetings on this occasion of Rivetics on Radio, our character building weekend show. Our discussion on this episode is centered on the essence of Christmas. Christmas represents family time and also gift time. And we're talking about gifts from God, gifts to God, gifts to humanity, gifts to family and friends also. Let's talk about Christmas as gift from God. Christmas represents the gift of God's presence on earth. Truly, the beauty of Christmas is not the presents we receive, but in the ambience of His presence. Of course, His presence stays with us all year round, but Christmas accentuates it to a large extent. How about gift to God at Christmas? As we are reminded of God's presence this season, we should endeavor to offer Him our best gift, and that is the gift of our lives. This will bring peace of mind and eternal life assurance to us as individuals. There's also the gift to humanity at Christmas. We should heed the words of Orrin Arnold, the American journalist and novelist, who admonished on what gifts to give to different categories of people. To your enemy, give forgiveness. Remember that the weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong. To an opponent, tolerance. Tolerance is giving to every other human being every right that you claim for yourself. To a friend, your heart. As a true friend, you laugh at the stories of your friends even when they are not so good, and you sympathize with their troubles even when they are not so bad. To a customer, experience. People will forget what you said. People will also forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. To all, charity. Charity sees the need beyond the cause and benefits the giver more than the receiver. To every child, a good example. A good example has twice the value of good advice. To yourself, respect. To respect yourself means to never give people occasion to disrespect you. Christmas time is also family time. Even for God, it was His reuniting time with humanity. Someone once said that the best of all gifts around any Christmas tree is the presence of a happy family all wrapped up in each other. As we listen to our guest speaker discuss the essence of Christmas, let us resolve to give, since everyone has something to give. Our guest speaker today is the distinguished Mr. Amaewi Okara, a Harvard-trained strategic negotiator with 27 years' experience as a teacher, broadcaster, journalist, certified PR practitioner, banker, and management expert. He also holds an MBA in marketing with specialization in change management from the University of Liverpool. I urge you to listen closely and, as always, make good use of the lessons. Our dear Greek people of River State, always remember to let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you all. Have a lovely Christmas and God bless River State.
Don't sit, there are things to be done.
Every day.
With your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough. But with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Okay, I'm back. And just as a reminder, I am Amaewi Okara, your host for today. There is one thing amazing about life. It is that the events of life generally occur in cycles. And I'm sure when you stop to think about it, you will find that virtually a lot of things about life go on in cycles. They start, they end, they start again, they end again. And I'm sure if we all look through our lives, we'll see this cycle, you know, showing up in so many things about us. As the earth rotates and revolves round the sun, so do most events and activities of this life, also occurring in cycles. For instance, you have day, then night comes, then day again. You have hours, and they keep going and coming back. You have morning, you have afternoon, you have night time, you have morning again. Of course, certain experiences also reoccur several times. And amazingly, the wise men tell us that history also is said to repeat itself time and again. Well, having said that, you would agree that this is also one of the things those of us who go to Sunday school were taught in school growing up. And I like to quote a particular passage in the Bible where it says, "While the earth continues to exist, planting time and harvest, cold and heat, dry and rainy season, day and night will not cease." And that's in Genesis 8 and verse 22. Coming back to modern day, I also find that science and technology seem to have adopted, in some ways, this same cyclic or cyclical thing, because we see a lot of cyclic patterns in their inventions. Check out anything you will find. Cars run on wheels. You steer them with wheels, you know, etc., etc. But that's not my focus today. What I'm interested in is a period in time, this end of year period. The fact is that no matter what calendar format you follow, whether Chinese, Muslim, or Gregorian, there will always be an end of year for you. For us in this society, December is our end of year, and it is here again. What that means is that no matter how we feel or what our circumstances may be, a new year is beckoning now. As this old year winds down and completes its course in a matter of days, the new year will knock on our doors. And it is happening all over the world. It's not just for us. So you'll find that humanity as a whole is beginning to prepare for a new season. And that's my interest today. This is a season. This is the last period for the year. And it holds so much promise for us. What we do here, now, in this season, would have a strong impact of the next year. If we think through and prepare well, our next year will be better. If we pause a while and think back on what we've been able to achieve and what we've not been able to achieve, it gives us clarity for next year. But beyond that, this is also a time to sit down, as it were, with God and reflect about our personal lives, our attitudes, and what goals and what outcomes we look out for in order to support the success of humanity. This new season, let me make it clear, I was referring to, for some, would only be the change in the weather. That is, nothing will happen to them. They'll just notice that weather has changed. Maybe financial weather, physical weather, and that's it. And they know things have changed. Alright? But for billions of people around the world, it would also be the season for Christmas. A season to reflect about our lives and also to celebrate in gratitude the advent of Christ the Messiah. In the scriptures, he is also referred to as Emmanuel, meaning God with us. This implies that his birth introduced to mankind a new vista or a new view of life, a new opportunity, if you like, for a better life, the good life that would touch our spirits, soul, and body. So today on Riverthicks, we would like to spend a short time reviewing the season that leads us into our preparation for the next year in our lives. What that means is that, hey, we are going to a new year. This is the close of the old year. What have we been like today? What has happened? Where are we in our journey? And where are we going? What is left for us to do to get to where we want to be? These simple questions are the things that will run through people's minds as they prepare for the following year. Therefore, for billions of people, as I said, Christmas will be merrymaking and a time for reflection. A season to reflect about our lives and a season to also plan for the future. As I just mentioned, we will just look at it briefly and then we'll wrap it up. We'll look at what we probably will call for today the essence of Christmas, the purpose of Christmas, or the reason for Christmas. Consciously or not, we all look back at the events of the year at the personal, family, and corporate and societal levels. So, in Christmas, what should we be doing? Well, let me make it simple. Over time, all the merrymaking, the glitz and commercial benefits of the celebration have somehow come to overshadow the real essence of Christmas. Pause a while, look around you. You would notice that for many people around your neighborhood, my neighborhood, this Christmas may be a time of sadness. Lack of or insufficient money to ensure that their children have food on the table could be an issue. Many even may be saddened at Christmas time when they think of their loved ones who will not be able to come to join them this Christmas. Therefore, for Christmas to be meaningful, it must be more than the socials, the activities, the celebrations that surround it. And that's where we are focusing today. That while we merry, while we rejoice, while we are glad that the good Lord had sustained our lives and brought us to this point in time, we must also remember that there are people who may not have been that fortunate. Through no fault of theirs, they may not have been fortunate. What should be our response? Should we just rejoice and be glad and walk on? Or would we also look around and see if there is something we could do with ourselves, among ourselves, and prepare everybody for a better year in the coming year? Let me take a break. I'll be right back.
If you do good, oh, you do for yourself. If you do bad, now you sabi, oh. If you do bad, oh, oh,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you do bad, oh,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person, why you?
Now you go take your head and carry am.
If you give person wahala,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person mago mago,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you do good, you do for yourself, brother. If you do bad, now you sabi yo. If you do bad, you sister,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person, why you?
Now you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person, mago mago,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you give person wahala, oh,
now you go take your head and carry am.
Now do bad, you.
Now you go take your head and carry am.
Welcome back. You are still tuned to the program Rivethics, and my name is Amebi Okara, your anchor for today. I was talking about Christmas, and I'm saying that Christmas may mean not the same thing for everybody because of their life's circumstances. Yet, Christmas can be a good reason of great joy, because it is a time for God, or of God showing His great love for us. It can be a time of healing and renewed strength as families gather together and bond better and sort out themselves about the differences, the disagreements, or things that could have pulled their bonds and made their bonds weaker. Christmas time is that period they can strengthen, heal, and bring back their bonds together. It is also a time that is meant to herald a time of peace among men and with God. This is basically the core or the essence of Christmas. But as I look around, and I'm sure as you look around too, you would realize that in our country and in the state, one thing is in great need today. And that thing that is in great need today is a simple word, peace. There cannot be abiding peace, of course, when neighbors don't see a common heritage, nor do they have what they would regard as the common good for all. This is a challenge today in our society. A lot of things have gone under the bridge. But today, as we prepare for Christmas, let us remember, let us note that there was a reason for Christmas. And that reason of Christmas is the force behind it. What would you say is the force? The force behind Christmas is the force of undiluted love. Love of God towards man, and that this love of God towards man should cascade to love amongst humanity. No wonder Jesus Christ Himself always preached that we should love our neighbors as ourselves. Christmas is here. What does it remind you? Have we really acted out, lived out this injunction from the same Lord and Master we all claim to serve? It says that love brought Him, and that love which brought Him is that the love that is sustaining us. This is exactly what the scriptures recorded for us, where we are told in one of the descriptions of His birth, suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favors rest." So the purpose for Christmas is for peace to be established, sustained, and defended and protected on earth. Peace, therefore, is a manifestation of God's favor. Pursue peace with all men this Christmas, and the favor of God that we also desperately desire will manifest in our lives in the new year and beyond. It's not just talk. This is what the God for whom we celebrate Christmas wants from us. He says, "Peace on earth and goodwill to men." So we need to carry that touch of sustaining, actively participating in growing peace in our neighborhood, just our neighborhood. If everybody does it in their neighborhood, then peace will spread. I believe this is exactly what the scriptures recorded for us when we were told that suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men." So this is the core of our discussion today. As we review our lives this December, in preparation for the new year, our interest in Rivethics, as the wife of the governor has repeatedly said, is for each of us to take active steps to encourage peace, goodwill among us, and an all-round development in Rivers State. As eloquently stated by one Shelley London, Christmas is a time to renew bonds of love. It is also a great time to use that love to build bridges of understanding, acceptance, and forgiveness. I'll take a break again, and we'll be back shortly.
You're sounding an alarm. You're crying wolf where there is none. That is wrong.
Come this far, why do you wanna set the state on fire?
You think you are clever, cursing one another won't get us anywhere. Better be a builder, not a destroyer. Think it over today.
So come, my friend, let's live together in peace and harmony.
If you've got a problem and somebody helps you to solve it, what you gonna say? You say thank you. We gotta help each other.
So, I'm back. On the final note, what should we do? I believe that after a hard year planning, executing, and in the process of pursuing our interests, of course, there will be times when disagreements would have arisen, because certainly interests sometimes conflict. And when interests conflict, it's a natural thing. People disagree. But those disagreements should not be things that we store up as treasures. Some people take disagreements and package them, label them, seal them very well, and go and find a space in their homes and keep. That is not how society, and that's not how life should be. Because our interests are different, sometimes they conflict. But mankind, everybody, just like a husband and a wife, or a child, I mean, I can't recollect how many times my parents scolded me left, right, and center. Sometimes they even threatened me. I remember at a particular occasion, I was told that I was not going to be trained in school for a particular misdemeanor. But they didn't disown me. They were angry with me. They made their point, and I got the point. And after that, they forgave me, forgot the matter. And today, I am happy for who I am. In other words, what I'm saying is that if families can have disagreement, but find space for each other in that disagreement, society must also begin to learn to find space to accommodate disagreements. And when those issues are resolved, we move on and be ourselves. This is the message I believe that we want people to think about as we celebrate our Christmas.
Dear friends, this is the march we can take on today's edition of Reeve Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reeveethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends, at your school, a community. You can join the Reeve Ethics family on Facebook or Twitter via at Reeve Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707 or 902-917-7706, or send us an email to reeveattics@gmail.com. The Reeve Attics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in Reeve State every Saturday as follows. Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. with a repeat broadcast by 12 noon to 12:30 in the afternoon on Sundays. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, there are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.